Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
What can I say? Besides, thank God the weekend is here. That I am exhausted, and I know Casey's exhausted. But other than that, what's going on today, Casey?
It is a hot one here in Milwaukee, and I am probably going to go run and find a pool to jump in as soon as we're done with this.
I wish I could jump in my pool, but it's empty. But I'm going to run. I'm going to run today. Cause I got to go get gas for my lawnmower after this and finally cut that damn lawn. But we're here to talk sports, not lawns. City of Miami, obviously, they have four great sports teams. Well, six, if you count college. You got the Dolphins, you got the Marlins, you got the Heat, you got the Panthers, you got the Canes, and of course you got FIU. But according to different, what is it called, reports, I guess you would say, polls, something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Heat rating, he has one of the highest fan bases in the NBA. The Dolphins have the worst. Absolute worst. 32nd. So the question lying, if the Heat are not in Miami, say the Heat come to the LA Rams and go somewhere else, can we consider Miami sports town? Because, again, the Dolphins have the worst fan base in the league. Yes, the Marlins have a fan base, but it's no Heat fan base. So I wouldn't consider Miami sports town if there was no Heat.
Yeah, really, I mean, if you think about it, like, what a huge draw the Miami is as far as sports fans and everything, and, you know, the play, you know, it's a AAA arena, like, the place is rocking at night when they're playing, and it's like the version of the club or whatever, like, kind of, like, because they've got the different, like, VIP areas and all that, and so it's, you know, it's obviously it's very South Beach, you know, kind of atmosphere, and I think if you take that away, I mean, yes, those other fan bases aren't strong fan bases to begin with. It's not like Heat fans are going to suddenly become Marlins fans to find another team or whatever, you know,
right.
Dolphins fans. Because, I mean, if they're Heat fans, I mean, then they're usually basketball fans. So it's, you know, one of those things where, you know, it's not like they would transfer their fandom onto other sports. So I think it'd be a huge detriment to the city of Miami. And, you know,
right.
We talked about the Dolphins fans and everything, you know, being obviously the worst in the league before and stuff, and you know, it's weird to me, obviously, you know, being a Packers fan and all that, but I don't know. Yeah, I definitely think it'd be a totally change, like, the whole sports, professional
it
sports,
would.
At least,
mm-hmm.
you know, aspect
it
of
would.
Miami.
Yeah, it would, because the Dolphins haven't, you know, participated in a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
God knows how long. I don't even know if they won the AFC East. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
The Marlins, they haven't done anything in 12 years.
Right.
The Panthers never won a championship. And they have the Heat. The season before, whatever
yeah.
you want to call it. The Heat were in the championship. So obviously
right.
the Heat are definitely the favorite town right now in the city of Miami. But if the Heat are gone, there's no sports. It's mostly beaches.
I mean, I know, like, the Hurricanes obviously have a huge following, but, you know, if we're talking just professional, then...
The Miami Hurricanes, I mean, no, not to thrash Eric or anything. They haven't done much either. Especially like football,
right.
They're always like in the middle of the ACC, the American Coastal Conference. They're mostly like in the middle. Like they're never with up there with Duke. Not Duke. That's basketball we're talking. I can't even name a team from the ACC that does good. Clemson, there you go. No, yeah, Clemson. They're not up there with Clemson. They're, you know, in the middle. And when it comes to football and basketball, same thing. Basically in the middle.
Sure, I just think I think just because of, you know, that team and, you know, its history, it has a pretty loyal following, and a really loyal fan base. I mean, you know, you got people all over, you know, former Hurricanes players always, you know, throwing up the U and stuff, and so I think that's a loyal following. But, you know, again, that's college, that's not professional sports, and it's, the professional thing is, like, totally dependent on the Miami Heat. I mean, I 100% agree with you on that.
Right. I actually had a friend I went to this temple with. His name is Jonathan. Every time I saw him, we used to go on Sundays, he would tell me it's all about the U. And basically it is, because FIU is a pretty small college. They don't have much of a, you know, fan base, I guess you would say.
Mm-hmm.
But who's to say that maybe if the Heat were gone, soccer will be the next big thing? Because right now, MLS to Miami is happening right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
David Beckham and his, you know, support group have agreed to build a stadium right next to the Marlins. That's awesome.
Yep.
That's awesome. That reminds me of going to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Every sports team had their stadium next to each other. Like, on one side, they had the Eagles and the Sixers. The other side, you got the Marlins and the Phillies. Phillies and the Flyers. So I was like, wow. That was awesome.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, definitely. That's going to be a big – I think soccer is a big draw in Miami, too, like, just because of, you know, the all the different, you know, types – the makeup of the city, you know, culturally and everything,
mm-hmm.
you know, with
right.
the Latin American, you know, culture being obviously huge in the world of soccer and everything. And so I think it's a real good move for the city of Miami and everything. And, you know, David Beckham, you know, working his tail off to get it done there.
Right. Yeah, they had, I remember reading up on it a little bit. They had bought something last year in 2014, but they couldn't, like, it was they're having trouble finding where they could build this possible stadium. So, you know, it's good to hear that they finally found a place to put the stadium. MLS to Miami, let's make it happen. It's the first time since, I believe, 2001 that the MLS would have a team in Miami, Florida. It's pretty interesting to see.
Mm-hmm.
So talking about the NFL, the Dolphins not being a good team, could we say the same thing for the Packers? Like, if the Packers just packed their bags and went to, like, St. Paul, Minnesota, would Green Bay, Wisconsin not be a sports town anymore? All you got is the Brewers or whatever?
Okay, if we're talking, I mean, that's obviously a completely hypothetical situation, because Lambeau is one of the most historic places in all of football. So, Wisconsin would probably fall apart, because, granted, the Bucs are on the rise this year. We know that they've got a real strong team going forward, and it's definitely a team to watch. You know, many people have said that. And the Brewers, well, you know, there's not much to be said for the Milwaukee Brewers right now.
I forgot about the Bucks. I was just thinking about the Brewers and the Packers. But now you bring up the Bucks. I'm like, okay, I actually think that Packers left. Of course, it's never going to happen. Like you said, Lambeau's a big field. The Bucks, that would be the next big team in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, and I mean, then you got obviously, the University of Wisconsin, which, you know, they were in basketball. They were in the finals against Duke, lost to Duke. But it was a good game. Go Duke. We're happy for you, too. And then you got Marquette University, which is kind of in the process of, you know, rebuilding their basketball program and everything. So, yeah, there's not much. I mean, hockey, we don't have, like, an NHL team. We have, like, I don't even know what league that is, because I don't even follow it. We have the Admirals, and nobody goes to the game, so, yeah.
I have no idea what that is. The only thing I do like about the Packers, though, is that they have two Rodgers. And I'm reading right here via number one sports account on Twitter at @JAlexander_NFL. RR could become AR's security blanket. Who is RR? I don't remember his name.
Richard Rodgers. He's a tight end.
Okay, that's who it was. I knew he was a tight end. Apparently, he could become Aaron Rodgers' security blanket, whatever that means. yeah, you know, without Greg Jennings, it's going to be tough for Aaron Rodgers, though, to come this season.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask me. So we're coming back. It's Friday, slow day. But Casey has a special thing for the Packers. This is SC and Wally on MSO Radio.
ESPN New York, ESPN LA, ESPN Chicago, ESPN Dallas, ESPN Boston. But where's Miami? At MSL, we want to be the launching pad for ESPN Miami. So spread the word. MSL to ESPN.
MSL is looking for writers. If you are a fan of the Miami Dolphins, Miami Marlins, Miami Heat, Miami Hurricanes, Florida Panthers, Florida International University Panthers, or even golf, contact Stephen Err on Twitter at WritingFanatic2 for more information.
What's up, sports fans? If you want to get different perspectives on all things sports, on the field and off the field, join me, Casey Wallach, and my co-host, Stephen Err, on SCU and Wally every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, only on MSL Radio.
All right, all right, I'm feeling it, I'm feeling it. Welcome to Cruise Control, where the rhyming is tight, where the limelight's a rhyming light.
Stop.
What
are you doing?
I'm rhyming, I'm rapping. My people
want to hear what the show's about.
So what's
people
it about?
People want to hear what the show's about.
What's it about?
It's about two brothers coming together, discussing everything popular culture. We're opening up Pandora's Box, and yes, I said Pandora's Box, because nothing is off limits, and we're going to talk about things that everybody wants to hear about, things we want to talk about.
So everything and anything.
Everything and anything. This is Miami Sports and Lifestyle's very own Jonathan and Christian Cruz. So you just got to sit back, relax, and put it on what, Jay?
I'm not saying it.
You got to say it.
No,
you can't end
no.
it like this.
No,
so
right.
What are we doing? Put it on what?
We're putting...
What?
Cruise control.
I've made my decision. I'm going to take my talents to South Beach, join D. Wade, and play for the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat. The Miami Heat.
DJ Irie! The Miami Heat!
Check out the Miami Sports and Lifestyle blog, only at miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSLblog.
Hey guys, this is your girl Tasha. Join me every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time for the Why Is It Taboo radio show on MSL Radio, where we will talk about things some churches just don't want to talk about. You can also follow me on Twitter at Why Is It Taboo, that's WHYISITTABOO. And just remember, guys, that there is nothing too hard for God.
The time is here, the time is now, the three sides have aligned once again, Jacob James Garcia, Aaron Cheatham, and Simply Courtney, the Black and Tan Show, are here for you, MSL Radio, Saturdays at 9, be there, or we will be there.
Thank you for calling Kinsman Save-A-Lot. May I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Is this a Save-A-Lot in Cleveland, Ohio? Because I'm about to come to Cleveland in about a week. This is the Cleveland, Ohio Save-A-Lot, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I have a question for you. How does it feel to be a business in a miserable-ass depressed city?
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio. You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
I forgot to mention this at the beginning of the show. Hashtag 5 days to 21. Very excited. A lot going on next week. So hopefully this weekend goes by fast and I can move on to my exciting birthday week. But this is not about me. It's just about SCU and Wally, MSO Radio. So before we get to the, I know if you guys read that thing on Twitter, Casey has a little tribute for the Packers. But before we even get to that, I just want to add, I have a random-ass question for Casey. Since we're talking about the letter P, basically, in Packers, I do you have, like, any pets? Like, I'm just wondering. Like, I'm just very random.
Pets?
Question.
No, I don't. I probably the only pet I ever had was a toad that I caught when I was camping with my neighbors, like, back when I was 12, and he didn't last that long, like 3 months maybe.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Well, I don't know. That was just a random question. It's Friday. We have to find stuff to talk about on Fridays because it's Friday. All right, we can now look Casey Wallet go ahead and give her a little tribute to the Green Bay Packers and the great quarterback Brett Favre. Go ahead, floor is yours.
All right. Well, as you know, obviously, it's a big moment for what say the Wisconsin and Green Bay Packers and the relationship with Brett Favre tomorrow. And, you know, he's coming back, and they're going to induct him into the Green Bay Hall of Fame tomorrow, the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame, and, you know, retire his jersey and everything. And obviously there's going to be a big thing done on Thanksgiving Day when they play the Bears and everything, also like on a more national scale. So you'll probably get another tribute then, just to forewarn you, if you don't like Brett Favre, I don't care. He's one of the greatest quarterbacks ever, and, you know, that's how it is. So here's an interesting thing. His first game, one of his first games was in September of 1992. Now, my man here, Steven, was not even born yet. So he didn't get to witness that, but obviously due to great things like YouTube and, you know, all this film that people preserved, you can watch it anytime. So that's cool. But there's something about experiencing stuff like that live. And I remember, you know, I was really, really young, like, obviously. But I remember, you know, watching him run onto the field the first time. And it just, it's one of those things you never forget. Obviously, through 16 years, he's been an incredible, he's had an incredible run at Green Bay. I mean, there was obviously the highs and the lows and everything, but, like, the Green Bay fans, like, always just, like, felt like they were on that ride with him, kind of. Like, they were, it was like, it's one of those things, it's hard to explain, you know, unless, you know, you were here and like, in Wisconsin type thing, or a Packers fan, like, it's weird bond, like, you just like everything, you kind of go through all the emotions with him. I mean, obviously, you know, he had the he went to rehab in 1996, and then that season is when he came back and ended up winning the Super Bowl, which is huge. And that was an incredible season, and just an incredible way to like see somebody take something that, you know, obviously it can ruin a lot of other players, and, you know, they never come back the same, and he came back and kicked ass and won, you know, Green Bay Super Bowl. You know, it was a good run. It was a hard, the last year was rough, because I knew after that game against the Giants that, like, it was probably over, and it was, like, I wasn't an angry Packers fan. You know, a lot of people were obviously very angry at all that stuff. I was, like, just more sad and just, like, because it had been 16 years of, you know, seeing this guy who everybody loved on and off the field, who loved playing the game and just had so much fun doing it. And you saw that all the time. I mean, like, whenever they had him mic'd up and everything, it was the greatest, because he would have these just really, really hilarious lines that he would say, and just totally just, you know, just a fun guy, like, you'd like to just, like, sit around and have a beer with and everything, like, just really cool. And then there's things like his, like, quote-unquote, like, rivalry with Warren Sapp, and how much trash they talked to each other and stuff, but they, like, obviously had a ton of respect for each other, but it was always fun watching them play against each other and just, you know, all the smack talking and everything. And then, obviously, big one is the game against Oakland. It's probably, you know, his best game ever, my most iconic game ever. In 2003, it was Monday Night Football, right after his father passed away, and it's one of those things that, like, inspired the entire country, and you saw, and it was, you know, the Raiders fans had signs up for Brett Favre, like, supporting him, and, you know, they're giving him a standing ovation and everything, and just, you don't see that kind of stuff. I mean, that's was really, you know, not in that magnitude, and just the support from the Oakland fans and everything was huge, and, like, I mean, they were cheering, you know, for, it felt like they were cheering for Green Bay more than Oakland, and that was, I mean, he had an incredible game. Like, it just, that's one of those games where it's just like, it's still, like, even the watching highlights, it just still gives me chills, like, because of how well he performed. Like, he was just, like, on point the entire game. And it just, yeah, it was, that was an incredibly inspiring game. And, I mean, it's definitely, you know, a fan favorite, but I think not just Packers fans, I think probably any NFL fan's going to say that's probably one of the best games they've ever seen. And yeah, he's got, like, the courage. I mean, you know, he's one of those guys, like, you just see all this courage that he had and throughout his career and even towards the end and everything. I mean, he's Brett Favre. I don't know what else to say. I mean, you know, he's a man, and obviously we all, you know, we love Rodgers up here, but they're two different guys, two different quarterbacks. And obviously very fortunate up here to go from one Hall of Fame quarterback to another, because the only other team that really has done that in history was the 49ers in 1993 with going from Montana to Steve Young. But obviously, you know, I'm a little biased. I prefer Favre to Rodgers, but Brett Favre he's coming back, and it's really nice that the organization and him, you know, it obviously took 7 years, you know, to kind of, almost 7 years to start to heal and mend that relationship. But, you know, the way he's talking now and everything is just, it's nice to hear him talk about Green Bay that way again. And obviously Packers fans, you know, have been waiting for this, and it's going to be exciting. And obviously, and Thanksgiving's going to be really cool too, again, because it's against the Bears, and you know how that rivalry is. So, yeah, I just want to give a big thank you and shout out to Mr. Brett Favre, because you made my childhood incredibly exciting. And, like, probably you are the reason why I'm a huge sports fan. I mean, just it completely. So, and you made me love the game. And so I'm happy to have you come back to get into the Hall of Fame. So, shout out to number four.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great watching.
Thanks for letting me have my little soapbox moment there, Steven.
Of course. Got to let the loyal Packer fan have her moments. Now, I will always love Brett Favre as quarterback. But what I will not love, a few things actually, I will not love about Brett Favre. The interception in the 2007 NFC Championship game against the Giants. They beat us. You were not supposed to let them beat you guys too. And then they beat the Patriots. Like, so, I'll never forget Brett Favre throwing the interception to Corey Webster in overtime. What else? He's obviously made the most bonehead interceptions, but he's made the greatest plays as well.
Right.
Shout out to Brett Favre. I tell you, you know, from a loyal Cowboys fan, we beat you a lot in the 90s. Just remember that, Favre. But shout out to Brett Favre. Probably the greatest quarterback in Packer history. Aaron Rodgers is doing a great job to succeed what you did.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually, besides starting up our farm, I have another shout-out to give out to Jonathan Shelton, CEO of 10 for 10 Sports Network. Thank you for listening, man. Love that you love what you're hearing right now. It's a pleasure hearing that you hear what you're hearing right now. So I want to thank Johnny Showtime for that. Jonathan Shelton. Follow him on Twitter at Johnny Showtime. That's JONNY Showtime. And we're gonna get a lot more of those cases. We got a lot of big things coming up. SC and Wally.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping it starts next week, but we'll talk about that off air, because I do have a little thing that I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
So this is gonna be fun. I can't wait. See how this all works out. I know. Actually, that reminds me. I want to talk a little bit about Colin Cowherd leaving ESPN.
Yeah.
Now, first off, the show sucks. Mr. Cowherd. No, sorry. I'm sorry to say, the show sucks. I watch it all the time. It sucks. And he proved that he cannot host a show by himself. I mean, I remember him saying he did it for like 20 years. How did he do it for 20 years? How?
Like, for 3 hours.
What? 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. That's over a thousand weeks of Colin Coward talking about Lord knows what. 20 years.
And basically interviewing himself.
Right, exactly. Like, oh my God. It's like, you know, I don't understand. The Herd is no longer part of ESPN. I don't know when he's leaving. Because George Shenando on ESPN.
For a little while.
Yeah, I said George Shenando's on today. He's like, oh, call me back on Wednesday. I was like, wait a minute. Colin just quit.
Yeah, because,
why'd you come back?
Well, he's going on vacation this week, and I actually heard Serrano talk, because Serrano was in this week for Dan Le Batard and Stu Retz because they were off on vacation. So, yeah, I guess I think Monday Stu Retz is actually going to be on Colin Coward, which is definitely a tune-in thing, because if you know anything about Stu Retz, it's going to be funny. Then Tuesday is Danny Cannell, who obviously you've seen, most people have heard him recently on the, you know, Russillo show and everything. But, yeah, then Colin is back, and I think it's not like, you know, this is ending immediately. Like, Colin's going to be on air for, you know, at least, I think, another month at the least, I think. I mean, don't quote me on that. The funny thing is, like, I guess they wanted to move the Dan Le Batard show to that spot, and I'm pretty sure, like, from what I read, like, Le Batard doesn't want to do that, and I kind of agree with them because, like, their show is obviously kind of, like, it's one of those shows that, like, gets you ready for the night, like, gets you, like, especially on a Friday, like, it's, you know, kind of like that driving home from work, like, I think they like that type of demographic, like, that demographic works for them.
Right.
Whereas, you know, the 10 a.m., it's like I guess that's the commute for the West Coast and stuff, and I don't know, to go from, like, to do Le Batard, which is, you know, like, a entertaining type, you know, for more humor and everything type of show, then you go into Russillo, which is, you know, somewhat entertaining, but, you know, it's more like hard, just straight sports talk. So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what's going to happen with that time slot, to be honest, so.
I don't know, but I remember I was listening to the show last night. The guys want that slot. They want to bring the Andrew Powell show with Darren Williamson to Eric Robinson to ESPN Radio. I was like, and then they said that you and me weren't going to, that we were going to compete with them to get that spot. We are competing to get that spot. SC and Wally to ESPN. Let's make it happen, people. Let's go. Let's make this happen. Let's go. SC and Wally to ESPN.
All right.
So one more shout-out to Brett Favre. His induction to the Packers Hall of Fame tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Tomorrow night. Yes, tomorrow night, Saturday. So tomorrow night, 9 Eastern Time. I don't know where to watch it, but make sure you watch it.
You know, it's just going to be on locally here. Actually, I might be getting tickets to go, possibly.
Ooh.
So, yeah. It's not going to really find out until tomorrow, so it's, like, up in the air a little bit. And
well, I
so
sure
if
hope you get to go.
Yeah, so do I, because it's going to be really cool. And just to be there with, like, all the Packers, you know, Packers family, all that stuff, you know, it's just, like, we got the best fans, and, you know, they're totally chill. So, yeah, I'm hoping that works out. We'll see. I'll have an update for you Monday.
Yes, we will be back on Monday. SC and Wally has things coming. Be ready for it. We'll just let you know over the weekend. SC and Wally is out. Have a good weekend, everybody. Casey, I hope you get to go to the thing. See you all Monday.
Yeah, have a great weekend.
You have been listening to Stephen's Sports Blog with Stephen Erden III, here only on MSL Radio.